السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to this edition of The Truthful Connection, coming to you exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online, صوت أهل السنة والجماعة, the voice of the أهل السنة والجماعة in Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, we have just completed with our segment on the blessed land of Palestine. We will, inshallah, now be crossing over to Brother Abu Bakr Sidat for the program Biladul Muslimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Abu Bakr Sidat.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana, to you and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. Welcome to our program, Biladul Muslimin, the land of the Muslims. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jazallahu anna Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa ahluhu. This morning's program, Alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before we go there, Mawlana, I want to thank you for the choice of your nasheed, you know, regarding the salam on Bilad al-Muslimin, the peace and serenity in the land of the Muslims. I think today we are all making dua throughout these last 10 months regarding what is taking place in Palestine and your coverage regarding the prophets and the history of Palestine is just... At another level, Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, Allah Ta'ala give you jazai khair for choosing Palestine as one of your main topics. Alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah, over the last 8 weeks, we were in Southeast Asia and we dealt with Afghanistan. It came to an end there. And now, this morning, Alhamdulillah, what we could do is go into Europe. In fact, there is a contention among many people that Europe has got only one Muslim majority country, that is Bosnia and Herzegovina. But through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ottoman Empire, we are going to discuss this morning land called Albania. And it has got a 70% Muslim population, Mawlana. It is located in Southeast Eastern Europe. Albania is bordered by Serbia, which is the former Yugoslavia, in the northeast, Macedonia in the east, and Greece in the southeast, while the littoral of the Adriatic and Ionian Seas make up the western border. Albania is one of the poorest and least developed countries in Europe. Its inhabitants are divided into two groups: the Czechs, who live in the north, and the Tosks, occupying the southern sector. The main language in Albania, with Tosk being the official, is Albanian, with Tosk being the official dialect. Albanians are a proud nation, and throughout their history, fended off total submission to various invading armies, and regard themselves as Skipeta, that is, rock dwellers. This is due to the rugged terrain of the country. Two-thirds of the country is made up of mountains and hilly terrain, while the littoral and its immediate interior is fertile lowland. Christians and Muslims cherish the traditional and customary bonds that bind them. The tolerance of one another and the common nationality has over the years avoided any dangerous disruption in the social fabric of the Albanians, though through their religious divisions. As happened on various occasions through the annals of Islamic history, Albania in the Balkans is one of those lands where the populace embraced Islam nearly as a whole when Islam came to its land. Thus, the religious spread of Albanian society is comprised of 70% Muslim, 20% Orthodox Christians, and 10% Catholic Christians. does not a 70% Muslim community in Albania qualify to be a reliable Muslimin? It is the land of the Muslims in Europe. Albania is blessed with natural resources in that it has many rivers and lakes, and this enables it to export its hydroelectric power to various countries in Europe. The longest river is the Drin River, while the Osam and the Devol rivers constitute the river its river system. Albanian lakes include the Skutari, the Okhrid, and the Prespa, and the coastline with unspoiled beaches make it a popular resort for tourists and locals. The economic activity of the populace is involved in its agriculture and fishing along the Adriatic coast. Many are involved in the industries situated in Albertson, Fier, Skroda, and Flore. The industries are involved in the manufacture of cement, fertilizers, food products, and textiles. Mining is also engaged in the northeastern region in the production of chromite, lignite, and nickel. Albania also has natural gas and petroleum in viable quantities in the southwestern region. The capital of Albania is also the largest city. It's called Tirana. During the communist rule, the party directed the economy through a series of five-year plans. It was a command economy, with the state maintaining strict control of every sphere. Agriculture was collectivized, industry was nationalized, thus private enterprise was strictly forbidden. The constitution of Albania under communism also forbade the taking of any foreign aid or loans and investments. During the Ottoman rule, riyals were the currency of Albania, while the current monetary unit is called the lek. Kosovo has been no stranger to bloodshed. After 1989, the advent of more liberal policies encouraged foreign investment and private endeavor. Albania, despite being endowed with considerable resources, has a long way to go to reach its true potential. The attainment of this is largely dependent on the concentration of its populace. Albania's population comprises of about 4 million, yet half of this population is settled in neighboring Kosovo, that is 2 million, and Macedonia. In Kosovo, the Albanian Muslims constitute the majority, while in Macedonia, they are the second largest group. And because of the demographics of the region, no story of Albania can be complete without consideration of the Kosovo factor. During Ottoman rule, riyals were, as we said earlier, the currency of Albania. Now the currency is called the lek. Kosovo has been no stranger to bloodshed and occupation by foreigners during its history. It has been a pawn of interest among various claimants and also the victim of distortion of its history and the creation and weaving of myths. The Serbs and Albanians have throughout this scattered history sought occupation of Kosovo. The simple reason for the Serb aggression and inhuman treatment of the Muslim Albanians in Kosovo has been the nationalist fervor, often misguided, and the rich resources that Kosovo is bestowed with. Situated in the former Yugoslavia and adjacent to Albania, with the majority Muslim population, Kosovo has always been aspiring for inclusion in the land of Albania. Due to its cultural, historical, and religious affinity to the Albanians. Now we go to the history of Albania and Kosovo. The Illyrian kingdom, made up of a conglomeration of various tribes, occupied and covered much of what is Albania today. From as early as 300 BC, these were highly skilled people, and archaeological surveys have found that they were highly engaged mining and owning of weapons of war because of the continuous aggressive situations they found themselves in. The defense of property and life was of paramount concern. The Illyrians were also skilled in shipbuilders, and their skills in shipbuilding was copied by the Romans in incorporating the famous Liburian into their fleet. During the 8th and 6th centuries BC, the Illyrians came into contact with Greece across the Adriatic Sea, and the syncretization of the cultures promoted the development of the inhabitants. The Byzantine Empire also occupied Albanian territory from 167 BC to 895, and that split the empire between the Albanians and the Byzantine Empire. With its collapse, Albania was invaded by an expanding Serbian state in the Kingdom of Naples. Though Albania was invaded by various nationalities such as the Goths, the Bulgarians, the Slavs, and the Normans, the 1300s, that is the 14th century, much of Albania fell under the Serbs. Skanderbeg was the hero of the Albanians, and he fought the various invaders from his mountain hideouts. The golden era of Serbian rule came to an end after two centuries of incessant bloodshed and bickering, reminiscent of the recent experiences in Kosovo and Bosnia and Herzegovina. With the death of King Dusan of the Serbs, the decline of the Serbian Empire set in. The divisions that reverberate today in the Balkans between the Muslim Serbs and Croats go back to 28 June 1389, for it was at the Battle of Kosovo on this date that the Turkish Ottoman Empire defeated the Serbs, and no date is more significant and no place more dearer to the Serbs than 28 June 1389 in Kosovo. From 1459 onwards, Albania, Kosovo, Serbia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Macedonia were under the rule of the Ottoman Empire. The national pride of the Albanians were recognized by the Ottoman rulers and allowed them to be governed by an indigenous governor with considerable authority. Muslims in the Balkans knew no artificial boundaries promoted by nationalist ideologies. During the 17th and 18th centuries, large waves of Albanians had migrated to Kosovo, and Islam became the dominant religion in this area. As a result of this dominance, the Serbs abandoned Kosovo. It was in Kosovo where the capital, Pristina, became the transportation and administrative hub of the empire, and Prizren was the city where the first organized Albanian national movement was created. This was the Albanian League of Prizren, was established in 1878 and enabled the leaders to campaign for self-government. Albania was ruled by the Ottoman Empire for over 400 years, and the gradual dominance of Islam was achieved in the late 17th century, with masses of people coming into its fold. It must be noted that the spin of the West, and especially the Serbs, that the Ottoman Turks were ruthless and forced reversions to Islam by the Christians, is a fallacy and a myth to perpetuate ethnic and nationalist objectives and subdue the Muslims in the region. During the period of Ottoman rule, Albanians and Kosovans were employed and appointed as governors of various provinces long before the mass conversions to Islam took place, and today we still find that the majority still identify themselves with Islam. More than 30 grand viziers of Turkey were of Albanian origin. Kosovo was recognized by the Serbians, and during the Balkan Wars of 1912 and 1913, Albania also became an independent state in 1912 under the leadership of Ismail Kemal Beg. Although the borders with Yugoslavia were only settled in the aftermath of the collapse of the Ottoman Empire in 1926, the Serbs, with their armed forces, killed and expelled ethnic Albanians from Kosovo, setting the scene for the bloody, murderous ethnic cleansing massacres and genocide of Muslims in the Balkan region. What the European powers also did in 1913, though Albania was independent, was to install as ruler one of their surrogates, William of Wied, a German prince. His rule fortunately lasted only for a few months. During World War I, first fierce battles were fought between the Serbs and the Albanians, as Kosovo was acknowledged as part of the Greater Albania because of the historical, cultural, and religious ties. The basis of Ottoman rule in Albania was that of the Timar system. Its landed estates were given to military officers who had given loyal service to the empire. This system was established by the Sultan. With the collapse of the empire in the aftermath of the First World War, the control of the land was in the hands of the tribal chieftains called Bajraktars. But the rivalry between the chieftains and the territorial control often ended in bloodshed. During the First World War, Albania was occupied by Austria, Hungary, Italy, Serbia, and the French. The Italians were successful in maintaining until 1920, when the Albanians under Ahmed Ben Zogu demanded their independence from colonialism once again. In 1925, ousted the Italians. In 1928, Zogu became president of Albania and proclaimed himself as King Zog. He ruled as a ruthless dictator until his death in 1939. And then from 1939 onwards, communism over Albania for the next 40 years. We are now going to go to the Balkans, and I think this is interesting. There were two wars that took place in the Balkans. The term Balkans is a Turkish word meaning mountains. These mountains are found in Bulgaria and the former Yugoslavia. This region is also known as the powder keg of Europe. Because of the many wars that were fought in the region, the Balkan Peninsula is made up of Albania, Greece, Bulgaria, Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and the Eastern Thrace region, that is Turkey, and Serbia, Macedonia, and Montenegro. The northern boundary of the peninsula is the Danube and Sava rivers. In the east, the Black Sea is its border, and the Sea of Marmara and the Dardanelles Channel and the Aegean Sea is its southern boundary. To the west lies the Ionian and the Adriatic Seas. Romania, though not part of the peninsula, has been involved in its history and politics because of its closeness to the region. The peninsula is a rugged and mountainous region. Found also in the region is the Albanian Alps, the Dinaric Alps, the Pindus, and the Rhodope Mountains. The First Balkan War took place on the 13th March 1912. Secret treaty between Serbia and Bulgaria to divide territory they planned to win in the insurrection against the Ottoman Empire. Serbia was to receive Albania in the deal. This war was started by the Montenegrins against the Turks on the 8th of March 1912. Efforts to get a truce in the war were settled by excessive demands being made on the Turks, such as paying a war indemnity and giving up its European possessions. The great powers at the Second Peace Conference in London signed on 30th May 1913 ensured that Turkey lost all its European territory except for Eastern Thrace, and the rest of the spoils were shared by Serbia, Bulgaria, and Greece. Serbia was deprived of its prize, Albania, which had declared its independence on 28 November 1912. The Second Balkan War, the distribution of the spoils had created a schism amongst the aggressors, that is, the Serbs not content with their share. The Greeks, not content with their share, Greek colony of Salonika. The Montenegrins wanted Skitari, now a city in Albania known as Skoda. The biggest letdown was for Serbia. It wanted Albania, the first of 1389, that is the War of Kosovo, Battle of Kosovo, was still burning strong. Albania was not only an historical factor for the Serbs, but also an important gateway to the Adriatic. The other partner, Bulgaria, had received more territory than agreed upon in the pact. The Serbs turned to ally itself with the Greeks. A treaty of alliance was signed on the 1st June 1912. The once allies now fought the Second Balkans War, with Bulgaria attacking the Serbs and the Greeks on the 29th and 30th June 1913. War is opportunism. Turkey and Romania also joined forces with the Greeks, Montenegrins and Serbs against Bulgaria. Their bloody war came to an end with the signing of the Treaty of Bucharest on the 10th of August 1913. This time, Bulgaria lost most of its territory it had gained in the First World War against Turkey. The Turks reclaimed Eastern Thrace and Adrianople. In fact, the continuing battle between the Serbs and the Kosovans carries on until today. And we know that they were continuously bringing up the plight of the conquest of the Muslims among the people of Kosovo and Albania. Inshallah, we have now come to the end of our program. Well, now we continue with the modern development, Ottoman rule, and the modern development of Albania and Kosovo. To you and the listeners from Bilad al-Muslimin, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.